Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
A high wind watch begins at noon tomorrow. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Daytime highs approaching 59 today under overcast skies. Chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 50. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 41.
Kansas, Mid-America, Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall held a town hall meeting in Oakley, Kansas over the weekend, taking questions and answers. But the town hall took a left turn after many Democrat activists ended up showing up to the town hall yelling at the senator regarding the Trump administration, DOGE, and other issues going on at the federal level.
Take a listen.
We have a lot of folks that have traveled a long ways to be here. This is really Oakley's town hall. I'm going to try to focus on their questions.
I'm going to say this one time. If you all keep cutting me off, if you're rude, which you're being, I'm going to leave. Okay. The people from Oakley don't deserve this.
Thank you.
All right.
Can we see a raise in the
air? Hey, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about right here. That if you're going to keep interrupting me, we're not going to do this.
That audio from KSN News. The senator held the town hall meeting after attending the state Republican convention in Goodling, Kansas, where new leadership was elected and Denedre Herbert, the longtime campaign manager as Chris Kobach, has been voted as the new state Republican chair.
Hey, Shocker fans, the 2025 Wichita State baseball season is upon us, and season tickets are available now. Following last year's conference championship run, the Shockers continue their pursuit of a championship and NCAA tournament appearance in year two of head coach Brian Green. See what all the new hype around Shocker baseball is about by securing your season tickets for as little as $75 now at GoShockers.com/tickets or by calling 316-978-FANS.
Who wants to go wheeling? Here at Truck Stuff, we like to go off-road and know many of you do too. Now is a great time to get your rig ready with some bigger wheels and tires, get it lifted or axles trussed, new gears, or even some locally made rock sliders. We can also get your whip lights and recovery gear or even the hitch for your tow rig. We have interest-free financing through Snap, so come see us today at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil, but this year we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they say there has been a surge over the past year of imports of cooking oils in the nation. What does that mean for those in the nation's biofuel industry? According to Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
Almost a year ago at the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum, the department's chief economist noted this problem. Problem as a defined value term.
It's going to be a problem, and it certainly has proven to be an issue of growing volumes
of used cooking oil imports.
And Chief Economist Seth Myers says used cooking oil was one of the few surging imports of farm and food products in 2024. It was also unexpected by several, as our nation grows its own biofuels industry. Yet he explains,
this is being driven by biofuel policy. These are the kinds of things which, when I look forward, are elements not directly in the marketplace. It's these types of policies.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved a bid of $630,000 for a bridge replacement a mile west of Elites. Weather permitting, work is to begin in the next couple of weeks on a bridge in Wells Township on 17th south of Utah Road and another in Cleveland Township on Zenith west of 27th Road. Susan Preble was appointed treasurer for Oquito Township on recommendation from remaining board members. Three new jailers were hired for the Sheriff's Department. Washington County Commissioners continued discussions regarding a countywide ambulance service at last week's meeting and spoke with legal counsel about funding, which could include either or a combination of sales and property taxes. Pros and cons of each were considered, with commissioners expected to take action that would set in motion a potential mill levy toward an ambulance tax district. Such a proposal would have to be published for three consecutive weeks and then would include a 60-day period during which time a qualified petition, which would be due in mid-May, could force a public vote on the matter. A special election would likely be scheduled if a valid petition were presented. Otherwise, the mill levy could be adopted without public input and could take effect next year. No action was taken on a potential sales tax. In other business, a two-year mowing contract was approved for the airport. The annual Washington County Township meeting is set for March 27th, 5 p.m. at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington. A plaque was presented by the Daughters of the American Revolution and will be placed on the Statue of Liberty on the courthouse grounds. Washington County Treasurer reported that interest income in 2024 was more than double the year previous. Nemahal County Commissioners heard a request from the sheriff that time and a half be paid as well as a vacation day for employees who work on those days when the courthouse is otherwise closed. No action was taken. Draft policies regarding reimbursement for veterans' grave markers in the county, a local bid preference, and a policy for meetings on days when the courthouse is closed were discussed with the county attorney at last week's meeting. Severe weather preparedness week in Kansas runs through March 7th. Storm sirens will be sounded Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Kansas storm spotter meetings will begin this month with Nemahal County March 12th at the Community Building in Sabetha, Marshall County March 19th at the Waterville Community Center, and Washington County April 9th at the fire station in Washington. Severe storm spotter training for Gage, Jefferson, and Saline counties rescheduled for Monday, April 28th, 7 p.m., at the Homestead National Historic Park Education Center, Pawnee and Johnson County meeting, Thursday, March 27th, 6 p.m. at the Tecumseh Fire Hall. Marshall County Emergency Management and Extension Service will host a program on prescribed fire best practices Thursday, March 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. in Blue Rapids. Best practices and more will be covered. The class is free and open to anyone. There is no registration fee. For additional information, contact Marshall County Emergency Management or Director Bill Swindeman at 785-562-4550. Again, this prescribed fire best practices program, Thursday afternoon, 1 to 5, at Blue Rapids City Hall. Verna A. Nemechek Williams, age 82, of Beatrice, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery. Family will see friends Tuesday after 12:30 before service at the church with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Verna Williams.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MHS alumni, it's time to reunite. The Black and Red Social is happening on March 29th, and you're invited. Whether you graduated last year or decades ago, this event is for you. Good food, great company, and the Bulldog spirit await. Plus, get a quick update on some of the alumni board's effort to make alumni events even better. Get a table for eight for $200. Tickets available until March 21st. Visit our Facebook page or mail payment to P.O. Box 305, Marysville, Kansas. For questions, contact me, Ben Thrum, at 785-713-1780.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A high wind watch goes into effect Tuesday afternoon and a winter storm watch Tuesday night. Still dry for today, but turning more active tonight into your Tuesday. As a developing storm system looks to push eastward out of the Rockies, bringing a decent chance for some measurable rain to the region, and also a chance for some thunderstorm activity Monday night into your Tuesday. And on the backside of that low-pressure system, some light snow looks to mix in for Tuesday night, as we'll tumble back to some 20s for those overnight lows. It will be quite windy with the system as well. Those winds kicking up out of the northwest to around 25 to 35 miles per hour Tuesday night, and could even have some occasional gusts as strong as the 55 mile per hour mark. Wednesday, we dry out once again, but trending colder. We go from the 60s for high temperatures on Tuesday, but only in the lower 40s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, Blue Valley customers, how would you like to save $10 on your next bill? Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies paperless billing and receive a one-time $10 bill credit. Change your account settings online to web bill only, or call our office. To learn how easy paperless billing can be, visit bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228.
Make it a double-digit streak. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Cavaliers fell behind, needed overtime, but they were able to get past the Blazers yesterday. 133-129 for their 10th consecutive win. Game featured 70 free throws, split evenly. Cleveland, though, first team to 50 wins this season. Celtics keeping pace, 110-103 over the Nuggets. Boston, the only team in the NBA without a three-game losing streak over the last two regular seasons. Lakers have won their last six games. They beat the Clippers, 108-102, 29 points for Luka Doncic. LeBron James with 17. His next point will give him 50,000 for his career, including the playoffs. Timberwolves with a big game last night from Ant.
Edwards takes a run on Beal off the Randall screen, pops on the three and seals the win. Anthony Edwards, a 40-point game here in the desert.
AFAN Sports Radio, 44 for Anthony Edwards. They beat the Suns, 116-98. Kevin Durant said the Suns embarrassed ourselves. Knicks get past the Heat in overtime, 116-112. New York is 5-0 in overtime games this season. Pacers top Chicago by 15. They have the second-best record of the East since the calendar flipped to 2025. From college, women's action yesterday, seeing wins for both Texas and South Carolina. They share the regular season title, but it's South Carolina that gets the one seed by virtue of a coin flip. Coach Dawn Staley.
I mean, it was kind of exciting. It was kind of exciting. And the build-up was good. You know, I know when you're part of, you know, the equation, it doesn't feel good to have your fate in a coin toss.
In the ACC, Notre Dame and NC State with wins. They share the regular season title. Wolfpack is the one seed. In the Big 12, TCU beats Baylor and wins the regular season title. On the men's side, Illinois by 20 over Michigan. Michigan State tops Wisconsin 71-62. Christopher Bell hangs on to win NASCAR's Circuit of the Americas in Austin.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
but it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
For Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Carly Fromm finished fifth and Ella Johnson sixth in the girls' 3A state wrestling tournament at Salina. Saturday, substate basketball saw top seed Hanover girls advance over Northern Valley 75-44. Axtell girls took Pike Valley 66-38. Lynn girls took Victoria 58-24 and the Centralia girls down Onega 64-29. Substate basketball continues this week, Monday evening, in our broadcast feature. Axtell boys host Lynn at 7, live on FM 95.5. Also Monday evening, Hanover boys host Victoria, tip-off at 6, and Frankfort boys are at Bishop Seabury at 6. Tuesday evening, Marysville girls are at Cheney, 6 p.m., live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights girls at Mount Academy in Atchison at 7, Tuesday, live on FM 95.5. Wednesday, Marysville boys are at Heston, 6 o'clock tip, AM 1570, FM 94.1. On Friday, we'll cover girls 1A Division 2 from Tescott with Hanover Axtell girls at 6 and Lynn versus St. John's Tipton at 7:30 on FM 95.5. And we'll cover the boys' finals at Tescott Saturday evening.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Major market indexes rebounded at the end of a rocky week, ending Wall Street's worst month since April. The Dow was up 601 points at closing, the S&P rose 93 points, and the NASDAQ gained 303 points. Asian stock indexes tumbled amid worries about the Trump administration's proposed tariffs on imports to the U.S. New data shows inflation eased over last month, but numbers show consumers slashed their spending by the most since February 2021. Tropicana Brands Group is facing citrus shortages after hurricanes in Florida. The company has seen sales decline in recent years. The Department of Agriculture expects this year's orange production to be the lowest in 88 years. Microsoft is closing down Skype. The company bought the video calling service in 2011 for $8.5 billion. The tech giant says it will retire Skype in May and shift some services to Microsoft Teams. Michelle Franzen.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A nationwide program known as Beef Quality Assurance, or BQA, has brought the beef cattle industry together and helps producers better their operations. Cattle, consumers, and producers all receive different benefits from BQA, says K-State beef veterinarian AJ Tarpoff. He discusses what producers can expect to gain from BQA training.
When I start thinking about what the tangible benefit to the beef cattle producer is I look at that economic outlook. What's my return on investment? And there was some work done out of CSU, Colorado State University, that looked at some of the Western video auctions over a certain number of years. And they looked at all those online sales. Was the cattle producer selling those animals BQA certified? And what they were able to find is, after looking at over 8,000 lots of sales over a number of different years, that just identifying that the producer is selling the animal that they took time out of their daily lives to go get a certification every 3 years, that's beef quality assurance, brought an extra $16.80 per head.
Tarpoff relays BQA's ability to aid cattle.
This is all to benefit the producers, but also benefit the animals, right? Staying up to the best management practices. How do we better care for our animals? So the idea behind the BQA program is not perfection, but continuous improvement. We're trying to get better this year than what we were last year, than better than we were last decade, right? We're trying to use that real information to have the continuous improvement. And that's where this conduit, the BQA program, where all of our cattle producers can buy into this, to stay up to date, be relevant. Let's stay on top of what's going on, and let's get better as a beef cattle industry.
He explains how this program impacts consumers.
The Beef Quality Assurance Program has actually been used more extensively with communications with our beef cattle consumers as well as trade partners. You know, we know this this program is great for us as inside the cattle industry, but it also has some real tangible benefits to people outside of our industry. Our average consumers, you know, 3 to 4 generations removed from the family farm. They may not understand how or why we do things, how we raise animals, but when they find out that there is a continuing continuing education program called the Beef Quality Assurance Program that cattle producers take time out of their daily lives to get certified every 3 years to stay up to date on best management practices, that resonates with our consumers.
That was K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on the Beef Quality Assurance Program. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henrichs with Beatra 77 Livestock on a certainly nice Monday. Maybe a little moisture coming, so I guess we should say let her come. We certainly are going to need it. Well, we've got the sale today starting at 10 o'clock here this morning on the cattle prices over last week. Lost a little money again at 198 in the case, 313 in the carcass. Looking at the receipts, there was not a lot of activity last week. And I suppose with Lent coming, certainly seeing the beef market back up here a little bit. But let's hang on. The auction market is certainly good. And, hey, maybe when ball season opens up, that hot dog beef season will fire up and get ready to go again for the spring into the summer. Here today, we're going to start at 10 o'clock. Got a little nice run of cows and way ups the bulls and so forth. Got a little shorter of a feeder sale here today with the beautiful run we had last week. The quality is certainly good, and we've got a lot of hay today. So with that said, let's get into it here today. We do have two bottle calves, a black baldy bull, 2 weeks old, certainly a great calf, along with another 2 week old black bull calf. They've been on the bottle, guys, so certainly if you need 4-H calves or replacements, there is two nice calves here today. In the feeder run, it starts off with 11 black and red steering heifers coming out of crate. They are the sand cattle, 400 to 500. David Altman out of Beatrice says 22 red white face heifers. Certainly a great set of cattle. There's no implants, and the heifers are going to be 6 to 6 1/4. Paul Sisko out of Burchard's got 60 black steers. They're going to be 500 to 600 on a great set of cattle. Got a January 5th on the wing. Also out of Beatrice, Will Altman's got 12 red white face heifers. They're going to be 600 to 700. Hagemeyer Farms out of Pickrell's got 26 black and red steering heifers, 500 to 600. The Zobeck's out of Milligan's got 29 black and red Semangus steering heifers. They got a 124 wean. They're 550 to 700. Cameron out of Summerfield, 18 black and red heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Kamek Farms out of DeWitt's got 17 black heifers, 500 to 600 1/4. 8 black steers, 550 to 800. Lewin Roth out of Crete's got 7 black heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Moss Farms out of Burr's got 24 black and red steering heifers. They're going to weigh 450 to 700. Neumeister out of Syracuse, 8 black heifers, 400 to 500. Ayers out of Hallam's got 10 black bulls coming off the cow. They'll weigh 500 to 600. And certainly have an additional 50 head of feeders here today on a smaller run, but the quality is still there, folks. So, hey, if you got any questions, certainly give us a call, 223-3571. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Slim, Brian, Ryan, the whole crew, we say thanks for the business. And in the hay sale, that will start at 12 o'clock noon. Incidentally, we will get on the feeder kettle at 12:30. In the hay sale, there is a lot of hay, so it will start at 12 noon sharp. In the small square bales, 889 bales. Really, really good quality stuff throughout. In the second cut, alfalfa, there's 60. In the third cut, small square bales, alfalfa. alfalfa, there's 96. In the fourth cut, there's 44 bales. In the prairie department, there is right at 189. In the native prairie, folks, there is 144 excellent Kansas native hay. Guys, customers bringing them up, really good stuff. There's 60 a prairie coming out of Lincoln. There also, so good prairie if you want to stack some in the barn. In the grass hay, there is 77 bales. In the straw department, there's over 200 and about 19 bales of straw. So if you need straw, folks, certainly be at the sale here today. In the big brown department, we've got everything. Folks, in the fifth cut, there is 40 bales around alfalfa. Protein is 2271. It looks at guys. Also another set of fourth cut, 11 bales. There's 8 there. There's 11 there. It's weighing around that 1740 in fourth cut. In third cut, there's 31 bales at 1508. There's 12 bales of a mix, second, third, fourth cut. In the second cut department, there is 56 round bales of alfalfa. In the first cut, there is 41. In the alfalfa grass mix, there's 22 bales in two different stacks. There's a protein of 1489 in one stack, 1377 in the other stack. There is alfalfa grass, 8. There's a round alfalfa mix of 14. In the oats department, that good stuff that we've had, there's 9. In the round prairie, there's 42 bales. In the grass department, there is 30 bales. There is another brome department of 30. There is round CRP of 22. In the round corn stalks, there's 16. And in the round straw, there is 8. So a lot of hay here.
Is it possible to have a lush green lawn that requires little or no mowing? A look at one growing trend today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 3rd, the 62nd day of the year. Alexander Graham Bell was born on this day, and the Star Spangled Banner was adopted as our national anthem in 1931. Like having a green lawn but could do without the constant maintenance, you might consider a no-mow lawn. It's a strategy many are adopting for ease of care and environmental friendliness. It requires a mixture of fescues, hardy cool season grasses that require minimal care. Creeping red, chewings, and sheep fescue are common varieties in no-mow lawns. Do some research for blends that are best for your area and soil type. If nothing else, you may find a good solution for trouble spots like ditches, swales, and hillsides. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
7:32 from KNDY, 40 degrees with sunshine. We'll look for highs in the 50s today and tomorrow ahead of cold front with perhaps some precipitation Tuesday into Wednesday.
Sam Smack with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As it was a very busy weekend across the state of Kansas and much of Mid-America, but the KU Jayhawks were in action, and despite 21 points and a career-high 13 rebounds for KJ Adams, the Jayhawks come up short against the number 10 team of the country, Texas Tech. That was at home in Allen Fieldhouse, 78-73. That loss comes back on Saturday. KU women's basketball was also in action, hosting number 21 Oklahoma State, as the Cowboys scored the final 6 points to defeat Kansas, 57-50. 51 on Senior Day at Allen Fieldhouse. By the way, coming up next, Kansas men's basketball will head to Houston against the number 4 team in the country for ESPN's Big Monday tonight with a 8 p.m. tip-off. And the K-State's men's basketball team was also in action as senior David Gesson paced 3 Wildcats in double figures with a game-high 21 points, ending their 4-game losing streak 65-56 over Colorado yesterday afternoon. K-State plays their final regular season road game on Wednesday night as they travel to Cincinnati.
And Saturday night, high school basketball action. The 5th-seeded Axel girls defeated 4th-seeded Pike Valley in the Class 1A Division II test in sub-state bracket, running away with it 64-38. Axel led 34-23 at halftime and outscored Pike Valley 21-8 in the third quarter to again run away with it 64-38. Pike Valley was led by super senior Brenna Reeves with 17 points. Other than that, 4 Pike Valley Lady Panthers scored in this contest. Axel was led by Natalie Strothman with 21 points, her second straight 20-plus point game, 14 for Maggie Strothman and 13 for Avery Boxman off the bench. Again, Axel girls defeat Pike Valley girls 64-38. Axel will match up against Hanover in championship action next Friday for a trip to go to Colby for Class 1A Division II state basketball. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky.
The Marysville Bulldog boys basketball team dominated Chaparral 64-45, tipping off 3A substate Friday. Marysville, a 9-point first quarter lead, 7-point advantage at the half, rolled Chaparral 34-10 in the third quarter, and Scott Brown pulled his starters going into the fourth. Willow taught 29 points, including 16 of those in the fourth third quarter. He was 8 of 9 in the third quarter alone at the free throw line. Brett Wurtenberger came out with 4 trays after the half. He finished with 5 trays and a pair of free throws for 17 as Marysville improves to 11-10. Chaparral had no one in double figures. They finished their season 11-8, falling to Marysville 64-45 as the Bulldogs advanced to the semifinals, tipping off Wednesday. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs dominated in first-round action of the 2A sub-state bracket, taking care of 11-seeded Jeff County North 62-33. It was a dominating effort start to finish for the Lady Mustangs as they led 35-19 at half and ran away with this contest. Only 5 Chargers scored, none in double figures in this contest, while the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs were led by Ava Smith with 14 and Ann Turber with 12 as 10 Mustangs scored in this contest as Valley Heights again runs away with it 62-33 in first round action of the 2A substate over at Jeff County North. Valley Heights will now go on to face Morrill Hill Academy Wednesday with that contest live on KNDY FM at 95.5. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Carly Throm finished 5th and Ella Johnson 6th in the girls 3A state wrestling tournament at Salina. Saturday substate basketball saw top seed Hanover girls advance over Northern Valley 75-44. Axtell girls took Pike Valley 66-38. Lynn girls took Victoria 58-24 and the Centralia girls down Onega 64-29. Substate basketball continues this week Monday evening in our broadcast feature. Axtell boys host Lynn at 7 live on FM 95.5. Also Monday evening, Hanover boys host Victoria, tip off at 6, and Frankfort boys are at Bishop Seabury at 6. Tuesday evening, Marysville girls are at Cheney, 6 p.m. live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights girls at Mount Academy in Atchison at 7, Tuesday, live on FM 95.5. Wednesday, Marysville boys are at Heston, 6 o'clock tip, AM 1570, FM 94.1. On Friday, we'll cover girls 1A Division 2 from Tescott with Hanover Axtell girls at 6 and Lynn versus St. John's Tipton at 7:30 on FM 95.5. And we'll cover the boys' finals at Tescott Saturday evening.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A high wind watch begins at noon tomorrow. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Daytime highs approaching 59 today under overcast skies. Chance for storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 50. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 41.
KNDY.